dos, tres, cuatro.
What is on Mike's mind today? What is on Mike's mind today? It's really neato, so eat your burrito and find out just what's on his mind. What is on Mike's mind?
Hey, real quick, Snake Man. Thank you. Who's being leveraged here?
Canton Hall and Vaughn Lane.
Well, I understand we got a little bit of breaking news here, because word is coming down that
where are you getting this? Oh, here it is.
You don't do this.
Okay.
What do you mean, I don't do this?
Hit it.
You don't do this. This man does this.
Breaking news, gentlemen, and this is a huge one to me. Had no idea that anything was wrong with him, but the greatest rock and roll rhythm guitar player of all time, undisputably, Malcolm Young of AC/DC, is dead at 64.
Yeah, you can't deliver that news. Cronkite delivers that news. After the history that he has.
I'm sorry, I forgot my place.
According to the New York Times, his family confirmed the death in a statement saying that Mr. Youngin had dementia for several years. It did not say that where he had passed away. Yeah, because they had toured without him because he had some serious problems with dementia for a while.
I wasn't aware of the dementia. Yeah.
That had been out there.
Yes, that was out there.
I wonder how, I mean,
We talked about that before.
Did it get,
or at least mentioned that it was out there before.
Did it get, I mean, like, how do you die of, you don't die of dementia at that age. Typically you're, you know, at 80 something, you shut it down or something like that. Malcolm, 64.
I don't know. I've heard of dementia taking over where you finally just fade away. You finally fall into a state of unconsciousness and you just go.
Said he passed away peacefully with his family by his bedside, noting that he had suffered from dementia for several years.
Now, what kind of party are we talking about here with Malcolm?
Drinker.
Like crazy Ozzy Osbourne drinker?
Yeah,
or
probably no more than you. Probably no more than you or me.
Let's have some wine at dinner. Drinker.
I don't know, man. I'll bet that was serious rock and roll going on there.
Probably somewhere in between.
Yeah, I bet you he went like Clapton hard for a while at least. Like other world.
Well, that's how their singer died. Their first
I know.
One.
That's right. Wait, is he the one that wore the little cute outfit?
Yes. Bon Scott?
No, that's Angus.
Oh, Angus.
Angus,
yeah.
Young is the schoolboy outfit.
Yeah.
The fat guy that wears a headband?
Yeah, him.
No, that was Angus Young that wore and I guess still does wear the
cute little outfit.
Yeah, the cute little
outfit. Wait a second.
Outfit.
Corby.
What?
He died 2 years ago. What are we doing? Is this a prank on me?
No.
Hi, Jer. This article's from 2017.
I'm looking at it right now. Someone just sent it to me.
And I'm
maybe vet your sources before you throw me under the bus.
I'm on the New York Times website, which is where he supposedly got this.
Uh-huh.
This is on you, not me.
And I'm not seeing anything about Malcolm Young.
I can't believe Danny broke in with that.
You are
like a
the
nice
biggest
death. How about
jerk.
The noted historian William Lauren Kotz? He died today.
Why would
but
you do that,
about
Danny?
Malcolm
I hate
Young.
Your guts.
I mean, like, this is a radio station people depend on, and for you to break in like that and to call for Mino to play the breaking sounder, you know, we got to look into you.
Mm. Okay.
I support you here, Holmes.
Thank you, Mike.
No,
I'm glad
not,
you
not,
got my
not
back.
You, not
I really
you.
Appreciate you doing
not
that.
Not you. This is as sorry as you can be.
This is your emergency break, you ass.
I'm Corby.
Danny, you gotta get in there and break this news, man.
I didn't have time to even think about it. I'm like trying to, and I do a search, Malcolm Young dead, and nothing comes up. And like, this must have literally just happened.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
And how do we not already have me breaking this news in from 2 years ago?
We have to, right? Oh, all right, go ahead, Mike.
I quit.
What's on your mind?
I'm going to the fan.
I'm going to the fair.
It's closed.
No. Not the one he wants to go to.
It's wide open.
All right. Well, I hope you had something good on your mind.
Yeah, I did.
Well, go ahead. You got time?
I got 2 minutes.
That's plenty.
That's not plenty.
It is.
It's not plenty for what I wanted to get into.
Squeeze it in.
No. No, I'll save it.
You ever heard that before?
Yeah, I've heard it. Heard that before. I'll save it for another day. How about that?
Okay. Well, we apologize, America, but...
Now you apologize. I don't. I did nothing wrong. Danny did nothing wrong. America's been ripped off by you.
And Mark Thompson, who tweeted this at us.
Right.
And he's usually pretty credible.
Is that who did
who
that?
Who the hell's he?
He's a guy that's always tweeting his news source. I'm replying, thanks, D.
Yeah, he did. Guys, AC/DC guitarist Malcolm Young dies at 64, BBC News.
He's always sending us good resourced stories.
Yeah.
Researched.
Yeah.
All right, don't ever tweet here again.
Yeah, you know what? You're blocked, Mark Thompson.
Boy, that is block-worthy, isn't it?
Yes.
Although, I do find that there's quite a bit of comedy that just came out of the last few minutes. Wait a minute. This article's from 2 years ago.
I come in from the bathroom, and Mino's like, Danny, get in here. Corby's looking for you.
Dude.
Like, okay.
Sylvester Stallone is dead. Go, go.
He's trying to guess who died.
Yeah, I'm like, don't. You're not going to guess.
I guessed Led Zeppelin.
The whole band died.
Well, that was good.
Oh, boy. All right.
Yeah, that was great.
All right.